Royal Canadian Mounted Police are reporting a flurry of illegal crossings into Canada in recent months. Officials say Quebec has seen the highest influx of people seeking asylum, with many walking across on snowy, remote areas west of Lake Champlain. VPR's Kathleen Masterson went to a crossing site in the woods and found people often take a cab to the border.
Sharp left onto North Star Road, then turn right onto Roxham Road.
Roxham Road in Champlain, New York, is an increasingly well-known location among immigrants seeking asylum. The rural road dead ends in a ditch at the Canadian border, and it's relatively easy to illegally walk across into Canada. As soon as I turn the corner, I see a U.S. Border Patrol car parked on the New York side. I roll down my window to talk to the officer.
Hi.
Hello.
Have you been seeing people coming up? Is that why you're here?
We've had a couple of families come up already.
But today?
Yes.
And then do they get arrested or do you just turn them back?
It depends where. Yeah, people get arrested here today.
Or today?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but on the Canadian side?
Yes.
Wow, okay. That's what I've been hearing.
No,
okay. Thank you.
I'll let them know. All right, have a
Thanks.
Go. Our destination is on the left.
It's just a dead end here. I'm standing here at the end of Roxham Road. There's a big dead end and a road closed sign. And then there's a very heavily trafficked through the snow, a trodden route that goes over into Canada. And I can see right now there's two Mountie cars on the other side. They're just waiting there. So we're talking, I'm about, if I were to go through this ditch, we're literally about 15 feet from Canada.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm with Vermont Public Radio. Do you have just like 2 minutes?
Carol, be on the news.
Carol Castine is with her husband and they're delivering Meals on Wheels. She says they've delivered meals to this small trailer for a few years now. It's the last house on U.S. soil on this road, just a stone's throw from the border.
We have seen different taxis, either parked at the end of the road or perhaps dropping somebody off at, you know, because you're that close to the border right there, sometimes they bring them up there. Sometimes they're waiting for people. So we see people going in both directions.
Castine says she's seen families both walking down this road, pulling suitcases, and piling out of taxis. She says they drop off meals at this house 5 days a week, and she's seen an increase in Border Patrol presence in recent weeks.
Lately, the Border Patrols on the Canadian side are quite visible. They're there quite often, like they're waiting.
The Mounties,
I guess, is what they had said.
Castine drives off to continue their deliveries. Due to an agreement between the U.S. and Canada, people already in the U.S. cannot simply show up at a border cross point and request asylum status. That's because they're supposed to apply for status in whichever country they enter first. So many are turning to illegal crossings like Roxham Road as a way to get onto Canadian soil. About half an hour after I met the Castines, a taxi cab with a Vermont phone number on it pulls into the dead end. A young woman with an infant gets out.
Good luck.
Okay, I'll go.
She doesn't want to talk and seems to have limited English. She hugs her baby to her chest and with her free hand pulls behind her a black suitcase on wheels. As she moves toward the ditch, several Canadian police officers approach on their side and speak to her.
Okay, you have to go through the custom border. But if you do cross here, you'll be arrested. And then we'll take you in charge. Okay?
The woman nods, seeming to understand that she will be arrested, and she steps toward them. The Canadian policeman offers to carry her baby as she makes her way through the slippery snow path. She hands him the child, then takes the hand of the other officer who helps her to the road on the Canadian side. The police bring out a car seat and place it into the vehicle. The whole thing takes about 6 minutes. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police can't talk in this moment, but their office says when they catch people crossing the border, they check their papers, run a criminal background check, and if they're not deemed a threat, they bring them to the Canada Border Services Agency. There, people can file paperwork to apply for asylum in Canada. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police haven't released numbers on how many people are crossing the U.S.-Canada border illegally. But overall, the number of people applying for asylum in Quebec has shot up beginning this past September. For example, last month, 452 people applied in Quebec, compared to only 137 in January 2016. If Wednesday is any indication, people will continue to look for ways into Canada. Before noon, already three people walked across at Roxham Road, willingly walking into police custody in the hopes of asylum. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.